Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. State leaders prepare for legal battles against the Trump administration. San Francisco has a new mayor, while the East Bay recalls its mayor and its district attorney. And a ban on animal farms fails in Sonoma County. 2 days after Donald Trump was re-elected to the White House, California Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the state's plans to legally defend its values against the challenges brought by the incoming administration. On Thursday, standing before the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, Bonta told the news media his office has been preparing legal challenges for over a year to protect reproductive rights, environmental policies, and sanctuary laws. During Trump's first term, California filed over 100 lawsuits, winning most of them. An hour earlier, Newsom called a special legislative session to bolster the state's resources. He said he's preparing arguments and evidence to challenge unconstitutional federal policies. In his closing statements, Bonta affirmed that California will remain the steadfast beacon of hope and progress. Remember, he said, in moments of chaos in D.C., you can always look to California for a calm resolve. After days of ranked choice elimination rounds, Daniel Lurie celebrated his victory Friday in San Francisco's mayoral race. Lurie is an heir to the Levi Strauss estate. He's a San Francisco native and founder of the nonprofit Tipping Point Community, which focuses on anti-poverty initiatives like housing, education, job training. He raised over $9.6 million for his campaign, including millions from himself and his family. A day after incumbent London Breed conceded, Lurie spoke Friday at St. Mary's Square in Chinatown. He credited his win to strong support from the city's West Side residents and Asian American Pacific Islander voters. He pledged to establish a world-class administration focused on teachers, public safety, small business, and the arts. Lurie will assume office on January 8th, vowing to declare a fentanyl state of emergency on day one. East Bay voters recalled both their mayor and district attorney last week. Mayor Shen Tao's removal was confirmed with 64% of the vote. Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price was recalled with the support of nearly 65% of voters. Tao's recall advocates harnessed public fears around crime, despite recent police data showing a 33% drop in Oakland homicides and an overall decrease in crime this year of 37%. Tao was Oakland's first Hmong American mayor, serving since 2023. The campaign to recall Pamela Price began soon after she took office in 2022. The first black woman to hold the office, Price faced backlash over her progressive policies, which critics argued were too lenient on crime. Her opponents spent about $2.6 million, with significant funding coming from several East Bay police officers' unions, including Oakland's, and the Deputy Sheriff's Association of Alameda County, as well as PG&E and Philip Dreyfus, a wealthy hedge fund executive in Piedmont. Price is the first district attorney in the county to face a recall. Mayor Tao publicly acknowledged defeat on Friday, highlighting an improved 911 system and the installation of citywide security surveillance. Oakland City Council President will serve as interim mayor until a special election, likely in April. An initiative to ban large-scale animal farms in Sonoma County was rejected by 85% of the voters last week. Measure J would have scaled down or phased out an estimated 21 local dairy and poultry farms and established a training program for displaced workers. The measure was backed by the Coalition to End Factory Farming, which includes the animal rights group Direct Action Everywhere. The group's photographs of dead and injured animals fueled the campaign. The group proposed another animal welfare measure in the city of Berkeley, which passed. That effort was aimed at a local racetrack, which housed hundreds of horses, but the track closed months before the election. Measure J did boost public interest about local agriculture. Sonoma's top agricultural product is wine grapes, with dairy being second. And locally, five city councils passed resolutions against the measure, which was also opposed by both of the county's political parties. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.